I'm Jack Lessenberry. The Michigan Supreme Court will hear oral arguments tomorrow in what seems certain to be the highest profile case it'll hear this year. The question is whether the state's public schools can, regardless of what the legislature says, outlaw or otherwise restrict guns in schools. Currently, state law allows someone with a concealed pistol permit to enter a school with an openly holstered gun. This case stems from an incident 3 years ago in which Joshua Wade, an Ann Arbor gun rights activist, openly carried a handgun at his sister's concert at Pioneer High School. The choir director called police, who came but couldn't remove him because he had a concealed pistol license. State law says that people with these licenses are allowed to carry them in pistol-free zones, but that they have to display them. Excuse me while I fight the temptation to again quote Charles Dickens' observation and Oliver Twist that, occasionally, the law is an ass. Evidently, some people were made uncomfortable by an armed jerk at a children's choir concert. I'd call them normal people. The Ann Arbor Board of Education then unanimously voted to ban dangerous weapons from school property. They were then sued by a group called Michigan Gun Owners. A Washtenaw County judge found in favor of the school's right to ban guns. The gun owners appealed, and the Michigan Court of Appeals also found in favor of the schools. The appeals court also overturned the lower court and said that the Clio School District in Genesee County could ban guns as well. But the cases were then appealed to the state Supreme Court, which could have let the appeals court decision stand. But they decided to hear these cases. This is something that was bound to happen. We live in the age of the firearms fanatics, and they won't be happy until we all acknowledge that no law can prevent anyone from bringing a loaded assault rifle into an emergency room or a kindergarten. But in my opinion, the law here is very clear. If you passed your high school civics class, you should remember that federal law always trumps state law, and that they call it the U.S. Supreme Court for a reason. And 10 years ago, our highest court did in fact rule 5-4 in District of Columbia versus Heller that people have a constitutional right to possess guns. That would seem to settle that. But we often forget that the Supreme Court also went out of its way to affirm that this right is not unlimited. Let me quote one of the justices. "Nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings." What I just read you was not, by the way, from Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dissent. These are words from the late Antonin Scalia's majority opinion affirming the basic right to carry a gun. By the way, Scalia said it was also perfectly fine to ban the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons and to consider prohibitions on carrying concealed weapons. The Supreme Court's most conservative justice would have believed Ann Arbor schools have every right to do what they did. Let's hope the Michigan Supreme Court sensibly agrees.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.